I think I should say it was largely expected. I couldn't foretell the exact percentage in terms of this victory, but I think I've learned over time that the people of Rwanda with whom we have worked together to rebuild the country have appreciated what we've done together, my political organization, the RPF, and myself. So I thought the victory was going to be there. It was going to be with a wide margin, but I could not foretell the exact percentage.
What will be your priorities for the next 7 years?
Well, twofold, really. One is to continue consolidating what we have achieved in terms of security, stability generally in the country. And we have to continue with the process of reconciliation, continuing to build national unity, which forms the basis here of many things we are doing. Deepening democracy, we have already made a huge step in democratization, and our country now is a democracy, among others, and we have to ensure that this is well protected and continue to deepen that. The other, we've been involved with dealing with the poverty. We have tried to see how our people can develop and be able to raise their standard of living, and we'll continue again with that. So it is mainly consolidating what we have achieved so far and then continuing to build on that to be able to move forward for the prosperity of our country.
The main opposition candidate has rejected the election results, alleging widespread rigging and intimidation. What do you tell him?
Honestly, I think it is one of those situations where the losers have always got things to complain about. But the impression I get from what the other candidate is saying is that he's not complaining that he would have won, but he's complaining about the margin of my victory. Well, I don't think that makes a lot of sense, given that this whole electoral process was done in a transparent manner. And there were African Union observers, there were Southern African observers, there were monitors from European Union, there were Rwandan monitors. To find that none of these can substantiate what this candidate is saying, even he himself cannot substantiate it, only that he wishes he had a bigger percentage in terms of results, and he could not get that. There are no other facts he presents to support his claims, and I find that as quite ridiculous. The other thing is that the third candidate, Nainzira, has come out to accept what happened and has no complaint in terms of the way the whole electoral process was carried out. So I don't know why this particular individual would be complaining. I don't see the best for that.
The last 9 years have been characterized by not so good relations with your neighbors, Uganda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. What are you envisaging for the next 7 years?
Well, we've improved the situation in the DRC, in the Congo, where a transitional government is now in place and is trying to consolidate itself to take on the tasks before it, which are very huge. We look forward to work with the new government, to work with the leaders in Kinshasa to improve our bilateral relations and to work together to resolve whatever problems there are between our two countries or what remains of the problem for Rwanda that was based in the Congo. And I think things are likely to get better, not worse. With Uganda, I think something is already being done. Something has already been done. We are already talking. We've been looking for ways to move relations forward. So I think we will continue on the same path to improve our relations.
Somewhere between 80,000 and 100,000, depending on who is giving the figures, I'm talking about genocide suspects, remain in custody. What are you planning to expedite the justice system? I know you have already started, but is there any, for example, presidential pardon involving massive releases planned anytime soon?
I think we are very anxious to deal with that problem. It's a huge problem. It has consequences on many aspects of our lives, and how we handle that problem indeed is very important. But on the question of mass releases of these people in prison, I think we have already started through a gacaca process, which is a broad process that is consultative, that is broad enough in terms of participation, involving the population, also the suspects being part of that process, and those who are released are well accepted back in their home villages, and it contributes in two ways, really. One, in seeing justice being done, but also in seeing that reconciliation continues. It's a quite complex situation that we've been dealing with, but I think we are making progress, and we have to give it time to work, and I'm sure that through that we shall be able to release quite a big number of